For weeks, Anchorage schools have been grappling with a wave of violent threats. Officials stress that none of them have posed a real risk to public safety, but they're being taken seriously. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports on why the cluster of messages seems to be happening all at once.
Since early November, school threats have been in the news in Anchorage.
Another threat in an Anchorage school bathroom.
This time it was Service High School, third period. Messages similar to those
messages said, I'm shooting up the school. I'm not joking.
Five Anchorage schools have reported finding threats. So just what the heck is going on?
We don't have any information that these are linked. We're all treating these as separate investigations.
MJ Tim is the communications director for the Anchorage Police Department. He says the first message was found in a bathroom at Diamond High School. Similar threats followed at Service and Bartlett High Schools and Begich and Hanshu Middle Schools. Amid the confusion, a social media post caused even more concern. An image started circulating on Snapchat suggesting there'd be a shooting. That post was proven to have been made out of state, but among a student body and a community already on edge, people assumed the worst.
The problem with this whole scenario is that it was shared multiple times without any context to it and got misinterpreted as a threat against the Anchorage School District.
Police have begun charging individuals they believe made the threats. So far, Tim says four people have been arrested, all of them minors, which means APD doesn't put out names or specific charges. Tim says more arrests are possible.
We still got open investigations for the outstanding threats.
What police can't say is why, all of a sudden, so many different young people at separate schools repeated similar threats in similar ways, written out in bathrooms. But this is something researchers have studied quite a bit. Events like shootings, threats, and suicides are often clustered together. For example, a nonprofit group called the Educators School Safety Network found that in the weeks after the shooting at the Parkland, Florida high school in February, the rate of threats made against schools increased by 300% over the earlier national average. The theory is that the attention given to those kinds of events keeps the idea right out in front of individuals who might be inclined towards violence already. In Anchorage, the initial threat and the attention it received may be what kicked off the wave of imitation. Teenagers are particularly prone to these kinds of copycat behaviors. Whether it's suicides, threatening messages, or physical violence, researchers have a number of recommendations to keep from amplifying information in a harmful way. One is for less sensational media coverage that can inadvertently attach a sense of impact and significance to threats. Others include more mental health resources in schools and focusing on negative consequences from making even threats. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.